This is Paul Peluso with Officer.com, and I'm here with Newtown, Connecticut Police Chief Michael Kehoe. Thank you for joining us today, Chief Kehoe.
Good morning to you.
The tragic massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 14th, 2012, left 20 students and 6 adults dead, but also left deep emotional scars for the police officers who responded to the incident. What was done following the incident, Chief Kehoe, to help the officers cope with what happened that day?
Well, we have EAP services immediately available to all our officers and first responders that day, so that they began the process of recoveries as soon as we could, and as soon as they would want it to be. So it was heartwarming to know that our EAP people who we had vendored out with were available that day to meet with all the officers coming off shift, talk with them, and certainly deliver some services at that time and look down the road for other services they may need.
Right after the incident happened, I know a lot of local departments helped pitch in as far as, you know, taking over some of the shifts for the officers. How did that work out? What was the response like? And I guess, what did that mean for the officers to be able to take that time off?
That was so important for our officers to do that. And we can't thank Connecticut law enforcement enough for the time that they gave us and the cooperation they gave us on those 2 days. That was something unusual in our state to have happened, and the fact that, you know, Connecticut law enforcement and Connecticut State Police and local law enforcement pitched in to give their services to our community was so important.
And so how, since then, you know, it's been about 4 months now since the incident happened. Are a lot of the officers back at work now? Are they back, you know, to normal? How is that going? And has there been continued counseling?
Yes. Most of our officers are back to work. We only have one officer who has not been back to work since the event. Some of our other officers have been out intermittently, which is understandable. But for the most part, most of them have come back to work. And are leading very productive professional lives. Many of them continue to get services that are being offered to them, and I encourage them to do that as long as necessary.
And I guess for officers out there who haven't been involved, and you know, this is a very mass tragedy that most officers will never have to, hopefully, will never have to deal with. I guess, what would you say, what would you say has to be done when something like this happens to make sure that officers, you know, can go on and be able to cope with something like this?
Well, I think it's really, really important that officers do not have that machismo attitude and that they don't need help. It never hurts to talk about things. And that in this case, the more you talk about it, the more you understand the effects it has on a person. So I would encourage all officers who come across a critical incident like this or others that come in similar to seek out somebody they're comfortable with and somebody who's trained professionally to talk about.
And what was the response from your personnel as far as, you know, being open to having counseling after the event? Were they open?
Well, you know, I think they were. I'm sure there were some that weren't so readily open and available, but others were, and others took up, our offers that were available. And but everybody's different. Not everybody's going to need the same level of care and service. So we have to understand that that some may want to continuously get some kind of care and service, and others will just kind of move on
Okay. And as far as department as a whole, like when something like this happens, were you guys prepared to, you know, to offer the amount of counseling that needed to be offered? I know state organizations came in and helped out a lot. But was that something that, you know, you guys have been involved with in the past, or is it something that you sort of had to deal with on the fly?
I think it's something we had to deal with on the fly. This was an overwhelming event affecting many, many officers, not only from our agency, from other agencies, and other first responders and the community at large. So the mental health aspect of this event was overwhelming for our region and possibly for the state of Connecticut. So it became a challenge to try to meet all those needs.
Okay, and I guess the last question I have for you is, how have you dealt with this tragedy? I know, you know, being the police chief, it's you have to take center stage and answer all these questions and be out there, whereas, you know, the officers can pretty much, you know, recuperate, cope, go through counseling. But how has it been for you, and how have you been able to cope with this?
Well, I think as a chief, my first concern is always the officers and the agency and making sure that they are getting the help they need if they need it. And, of course, being focused on my day-to-day job of, you know, that a chief would have. So you know, for me personally, I cope with it very, very well. I certainly have 34 years of law enforcement experience. I've seen a lot. This was certainly nothing I've seen before. But I think that I've been able to cope with and resolve some of those lingering issues that I had, you know, from that day. And I think I can move forward.
Great. Well, Chief Kehoe, I thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope to speak to you soon in the future. Thank you.
Okay, Paul. Best of luck to you, too.
Thank you.
Take care.